sex dependent. Sean Boyle from Lessons for Avery, everybody.
Woo!
Well, I'll keep the theme going, nice and bleak and depressing. So essentially, my blog is a one-on-one conversation with my genderless, non-existing child. It's the notion that when the child's actually there, you probably won't have the courage or the time to talk about some darker, personal shit. So this is my opportunity to do that, and you guys are welcome to watch along. So this is titled... why didn't I print the title on my page? It's titled, A Glass Half Full, and It's Full of Poison. Oh, God. Never bury the lead. Hi, Avery. It has been a tough couple of months. Yet on the surface, I have nothing to complain about. I started a new job, I'm in pretty good health, and I have a great partner to share my life with. So I feel the need to explain my recent nights of paranoia-driven sleeplessness. So what is it? Why can't I relax? I have everything going for me. So why not just close my eyes and sleep in peace? Avery, I fear the apocalypse. For me, this word is not some excuse for a wild conspiracy theory or some cult following of a fiction horror genre where the dead come to life and eat the living. For me, the apocalypse is simply anything that kills my entire family. So anywhere between an atomic bomb or a head-on collision with a drunk driver, I simply lay at night wondering if something is waiting around the corner, waiting to rape and murder everything I love. I'm trying to keep this feeling of dread and panic in perspective. It's not like I think about this all the time. But with the notion of your future existence, the stakes are only getting higher. So I need to find a path towards peace with this fear, in a practical way, where I can protect my family as well as my sanity. So here are my two biggest fears. Problem number one, societal collapse. Since the day I was born, I've been raised in an environment that solely relies on a communal system to literally provide everything we need to survive. So what if that system breaks and ceases to exist? Will we just wait for death while watching our iPad's battery life trickle to 0% and try to beat that last level of Angry Birds? So here's my solution. We as a family will do lots of camping, backpacking, and we'll practice and prepare for outdoor survival. The outdoors is considered by many a place for vacation or adventure, but it's easy to forget that it's the home of many living things, and it just may end up being the home for our family. We won't have iPads or the Netflix instant queue, but we will always have each other, and if the family dog goes missing, don't ask me what's in the stew. I told you it was dark. Problem number two, people like to rape each other.
That's a problem.
Yes.
I know I do.
The very same community that we rely on for our survival has unfortunately created the advent of the sociopath. People, for a multitude of reasons derived from a mixture of their environmental and mental influences, will steal, rape, and murder each other. So how can I protect you from these threats while being the pacifist, bleeding heart, anti-gun liberal that I am? The solution. Well, first off, a gun is not an option. Although it'd be extremely helpful in the case of an apocalypse, and I feel vastly more sympathetic to those who choose to own a gun than ever before, I still have one ethical issue with this choice. I fear that the simplicity of its function would cause a different kind of paranoia. I believe that if life is to be taken under any circumstance, I prefer to require more effort than just pulling a trigger. So I found an alternative to this limitation. I will use a dual weapon system, where I combine pepper spray in my offhand and a samurai sword in my right hand.
You don't need the pepper spray.
You can't shoot what you can't see. And there's just something frightening and classic about a samurai sword. Plus, I think there's something instinctively cautious about anything that looks like a gigantic knife. And I also feel like there's less chance for an accidental or domestic-related incident. If something dies by a sword, it probably was meant to be. So during these two sleepless nights, that's all it took. These ideas profoundly scared me, and I laid awake staring at my ceiling, contemplating the frailty of life. How quickly it can all end, and everything there is to lose. Ultimately, all I can really do is place these dark thoughts into something constructive, and embrace my role as your protector by teaching you how to protect yourself. So sharpen your steel, pack your bags, and stock up on pepper spray. The Boyle family will not be fucked with.
John Boyle. Well, this has been kind of a downer show, but the ending was very spectacular. It was life-affirming.
Try it right.